Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah continues the discussion of the previous Mishnah that there are three different geographic areas in Eretz Yisrael for the din of biur, of having to get rid of, either destroy or be mafkir, make ownerless the fruits of Shvias once it is this produce is no longer found in the field. And there was three different zones. Those three different zones, once it's gone from those zones, so then you have a chiyuv, an obligation of biur. The question is that the previous Mishnah said that each of these three zones has three subzones, so there's a total of nine. And there was a dispute among the Mefarshim as to whether or not there are really nine zones, and we deal with all nine separately. And it's just identifying the fact that these nine zones are going to be divided into three groups of three, or is it really saying that despite the fact that each of the three zones have three subzones, but what we really care about is whether or not it's the produce is no longer found in any one of the three subzones. In other words, we look at the entire zone, all three of the subzones in that one zone. Let's say Yehuda has three subzones. As long as the pears are found anywhere in Yehuda, it would be good enough. Or do we say that that no, as soon as the produce is no longer found in any of one of the three subzones of Yehuda, in that area, beer is required. And that's going to play out in the first sentence of this next Mishnah, because the Mishnah asks, "Lama amru shalash arotzos?" Why did they say that there are three lands, three different zones? So the Mishnah responds and says, "Shiyu ochlin b'chol achas va'achas," because you can eat in each one of these three zones, "ad shiyichla ha'achron shaba," until it is completed, until it's no longer around, the produce in the very last of that area, of that zone. So there are two ways you can understand that. There's one way of understanding it. It means until it's the last of the fruits or left of the produce of that area are finished. So that could apply to either one of the two zones. That could apply to the subzones, that until the very last produce is found in, let's say, one of the three subzones of one of the zones. Or it could refer to Achron could be a reference to the last of the three zones, so that if it's found in any one of the three subzones within Yehuda, it would be that's when beer happens. But if you can still find it, even if you're, let's say, you're in the Har of Yehuda, and it still can be found in the Emek of Yehuda, that would be sufficient for it not to have beer yet. You could say that beer is not until all three of them are gone. So there's really two different ways you can read this line and understand it. Now comes along Rabbi Shimon, and he has a whole different approach, different than the Tana of our previous Mishnah. And he says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru shalash aratzos elab Yehuda. The din of three aratzos only existed in Yehuda. It didn't exist in the other lands. There was three zones in Yehuda. Ushar kol ha'aratzos, but all the other lands, kahar ha'melech, they have the status of har ha'melech, har ha'melech being one of the areas in Yehuda. Now, this next line in the Mishnah, some understand it's a continuation of Rav Shimon, and some understand it's a Tana Kama, once again speaking. B'chol ha'aratzos ka'achas, all of the lands of Eretz Yisrael are considered one land, la'zesim v'atamarim, for olives and for dates, so that if anywhere in Eretz Yisrael you can still find olives or dates in the field, the time for beer for dates and olives has not arrived, not until it's completely gone from all of Eretz Yisrael.